Sheep and grapevines don't readily coexist. The leaves and fruit are just too tempting and tasty to the animals. But Kelly Mulville has developed a method of training sheep to leave the vines alone and graze only on whatever is growing between the rows. It's a combination of behavioral conditioning and charged electric wires.
The way we would start with this is by introducing sheep into a vineyard that is set up with a deterrent system before anything starts to bud out around January or so, when you have enough forage in the vineyard for the sheep to eat, but there is nothing on the vines that is encouraging them to want to eat those. So we would introduce the sheep with the deterrent system electrified, so they're getting trained to that while there's really not much incentive for them to get up into the vines. So by the time the foliage starts to bud out on the vines, they're pretty well trained, so they have no desire to want to get up into the foliage, and from then on it's pretty easy.
Mulville has a varied agricultural background that includes extensive work with livestock as well as being a vineyard manager. He developed and tested his concept at an Alexander Valley vineyard a couple of seasons ago. He's now working to implement it with farmers in Colorado as well as California, and he's convinced there are many benefits to the combination.
They're taking that forage that they're grazing in the vineyards, running it through their system and passing it out as manure and urine. Sheep manure is particularly high in potassium, which is a good nutrient for most root crops. The urine provides a good benefit as well. It reduces or eliminates, in some cases, the need to disc, to mow, to fertilize. And one of the added benefits is that you get a great reduction in irrigation need and then an increase in both fruit quality and fruit yield.
It can cost around $1,500 per acre to install the electric deterrent system. Mulville says that expense can typically be recovered within 3 years. But adding sheep to vineyards also requires thinking about them differently.
You don't want to be spraying something that is going to be detrimental to the sheep, so it changes your whole management approach because you're not just managing for grapes now. Ultimately, what you're trying to manage for is a healthy agricultural ecosystem.
That's nothing new for Mark Pasternak, who raises sheep, pigs, and rabbits, as well as grapes, on his Devil's Gulch ranch near Nicasio.
I've been grazing the vineyards with the sheep for probably 15 or 20 years, but only during the wintertime.
In the coming winter, Pasternak is preparing to install an electrified deterrent system so the sheep can graze amidst the vines all year. He sees several advantages to that.
Going organic is one, without having to use a flamer or weed trimmers or in-row cultivation, not having to mow at all, being able to have the sheep do the suckering, getting additional feed source for my sheep during the summer and fall is advantageous also.
Right now, merging sheep and Chardonnay is a new idea to most California grape growers, but Mulville fully expects it will soon be more widely embraced for economic, if not aesthetic, reasons.
The cost of fossil fuels are rising dramatically. The cost of using any equipment, the cost of labor, all those things are rising. The availability of fertilizers. So we have a lot of things coming into play here that make this ideally suited to being a viable option for vineyards.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.